This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to Edward Elgar's Introduction in Allegro for Strings. Now, the few years leading up to this piece were really busy ones for Elgar. He'd gone from being a well-respected but relatively unknown composer to being widely acknowledged as the biggest name in English classical music. His Enigma Variations in 1899 and Dreams of Gerontius Oratorio in 1900 both lifted his reputation, both at home and abroad, and he was knighted in 1904. That same year, a multi-day Elgar Festival was held in Covent Gardens, the first of its kind for an English composer. This piece was dedicated to Samuel Sanford, a professor at Yale who invited Elgar across the pond and got Yale to award him an honorary doctorate in a big ceremony. That ceremony, by the way, was accompanied by Elgar's first pomp and circumstance march, which is the one da 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 da. And that ceremony actually started the tradition of playing it at graduations. Nowadays, you hear it at pretty much any high school or college graduation out there. So Elgar was on a hot streak when, in 1905, he wrote this piece for a concert of his music put on by the New London Symphony Orchestra. So Elgar was on a bit of a hot streak when, in 1905, he wrote this piece for a concert of his music put on by the New London Symphony Orchestra. The orchestra had been formed by a group of musicians tired of financial instability and was founded as a musicians' cooperative. They all shared in the profits. Later that year, Elgar would lead the ensemble in a critically acclaimed tour of the country, but the all-Elgar concert this was written for was a great way for the group to both honor him while also gaining the cachet of premiering some of his music. That being said, the actual performance didn't go so well. Elgar was a violinist himself, and when he was younger, he had considered a career as a soloist. So he knew how to write well for strings, but his music was also technically demanding, and the musicians in the orchestra weren't quite up to the task. That led to a pretty cool reception, and the piece being shelved for a number of years, only regaining popularity in the mid-20th century as the standard level of musicianship rose in orchestras. This is a throwback of sorts to the Baroque-era concerto grosso, where a small group of soloists are backed by a large orchestra. In this case, it's a string quartet along with a string orchestra, and it's not quite the clearly delineated back and forth that you'll hear in the standard concerto grossos of, say, Corelli or Handel. The soloists do have their own thing going, but they're often weaving in and out of what the larger group is playing rather than being fully set apart from the rest. The introduction starts out dramatically before softening into a more lyrical theme played by the solo viola. This theme actually came from one of Elgar's habits. He would jot down any little bit of music he heard and liked, and then he would come back to it sometimes years later when he had thought of the proper setting. He had heard this tune while vacationing in Wales and originally wanted to write a whole Welsh concerto, but he ended up retooling it into this work instead. The Allegro includes themes from the introduction, along with a fugue on a new theme, and ends with one final play through that beautiful Welsh tune. Here's the Gardner Chamber Orchestra from a live recording made at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston with Elgar's Introduction and Allegro.
Thank you.
Elgar had a lot of hits in his day, but it's his music for strings that he's really become known for. This piece, his Serenade for Strings, which we heard a few months ago, his Enigma Variations. There was something about the cello, violin, viola, and bass that Elgar really knew how to write for. Thanks to the Gardner Chamber Orchestra and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston for putting that up on the web. You can hear a lot more recordings from the Gardner Museum's concert series on their website, gardnermuseum.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to Beethoven's 8th Violin Sonata. I'll see you then.